to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Memorial Day edition of the program. Good to be with you. All right, just to put a bow on the conversation from the previous segment, we just did acknowledge me. We gave a very lengthy acknowledgement to Pablo Torre for digging into the soap opera that is Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick and the ring cam video and unearthing the, solving the mystery of where that video came from and how it got out on the internet and whatnot. If you want to listen, you can do the rewind feature, listen to the podcast. But Seth brought up the very valid question of, do you think at some point with any of these information leaks or when Belichick has lived these various secret lives or had these gates going on in his professional life that he's had somebody offed, that Belichick has put out a hit on somebody to keep them quiet forever?
They did get a safe house for Aaron Hernandez back in the day.
Did they arrange
Harvard,
that's
this guy's
not even
a big enough deal that we got to be sure we run him a safe house. Now that was supposedly to keep him away from his girlfriend or his fiance.
Yeah.
No, that was, it was, I don't think if anything, it became a cauldron of more illicit activity.
Didn't work. It obviously didn't work.
Would he have, I don't know, man. It used to be a time when you could, it was considered admirable to off some of your, one of your rivals.
Sure. The 1700s. Yeah.
If I were a hunter or something like that. Yeah. Somewhere, by the way, but we know that Belichick is a student of history.
Right.
I could see Belichick thinking, like, totally justifying in his brain. It's like, well, this used to be really common in the 1600s.
So we didn't get to this, but Channing Crowder, of course, is part of the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark and Fred Taylor. He also, it looks like, has a second podcast called Hockman and Crowder that has a co-host with, and he chats about things on there. And Channing Crowder, I think it's safe to say, among the three Pivot podcast guys, he's kind of the loose cannon, right? Like, he's kind of the live wire. The other two are pretty, steady. And, Fred Taylor, steady Fred, and Ryan Clark, somewhat joyless, I think. And then there's Channing Crowder, who's the humor of the whole thing. So he does this podcast. Bill Belichick went on the Pivot podcast with those three during that phase recently, post-CBS Sunday Morning interview, where Jordan Hudson was repeatedly interfering in the interview.
Yeah.
So then Belichick goes on this other mini car wash here with Michael Strahan and at ACC Media Days and on the Pivot podcast, where it's very clear he's trying to distance Jordan Hudson, his girlfriend, from all of his stuff. Like, that appears to very much be a goal of all the questioning and everything else, mm-hmm. is to erase that image from that CBS Sunday Morning interview and create a new image. Channing Crowder on his podcast just blew the lid off of everything and said, yeah, this is what Jordan was like when we did the Pivot podcast with Belichick.
It's weird to know him as Coach Belichick, running the entire organization as GM, head coach, talent coordinator, all that stuff. And then to see this tiny little 95-pound girl kind of pretty much telling him what to do.
So she was there?
She was there. She choreographed the open.
Wow.
she was there, and she kind of coordinated. They had brand managers and,
What do you mean she coordinated? Like, you guys are a successful podcast. You have a pretty decent formula. Like, she coordinated the
open? I mean, CBS Sunday Morning's pretty successful show as well, and she seemed to have her paws all over that thing.
That's what I say. She has her paws on the situation.
Okay.
Boy, she's got him on lockdown, now, man.
Now, he is just. I have to reiterate, Seth. He is describing. Yeah. He is describing the off-camera part of an interview where one of the clear goals of this set of interviews Belichick is doing is to distance Jordan Hudson from his whole thing. Like, no, she just handles my business.
Yeah.
She handles non-football stuff and all this. And Channing Crowder is just chirping on his podcast about her orchestrating and choreographing?
I don't even worry about him having the wrong girlfriend. I worry about his inability to know what a good PR person is.
Yeah.
Because she sounds like the absolute worst. Because we've seen him just in very, we don't deal with it as much, but we see it with the music people, sure, like the music stations on our company and everything.
Yeah.
Like there's some bad PR people that just make their clients even worse off because they're such a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And she seems like she's like one of those people, but less qualified.
Yeah.
But she's got her tendrils into every little aspect of his life.
So is Channing Crowder going to get whacked over what he just said on his podcast, right?
I don't think he would get whacked. I think they would be very selective in it. I think Jordan Hudson's probably... she would go after Pablo Torre.
She is going after Pablo Torre.
Yeah, I know she is on social media and then quickly deleting it.
Yeah.
I think at some point it's gonna cross her mind.
Yeah.
Look, yeah, she's only human. At some point it's natural to think like, oh, what if this person were just out of the picture?
I'm listening to Channing Crowder. I'm like, this is exactly what he didn't want out there.
Yeah.
This is the purpose of doing the interview with you guys.
She acted exactly the way she did on that CBS
right,
interview.
Right, like, except that her orchestration was, this is the part where you tell them that I'm not involved in this anymore.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, guys, just so we're clear.
Right.
You're on strict alert. This is going to be all about how I'm not telling you about what it's all going to be about right now.
Dude,
okay?
It's crazy, man. Between this... and Aaron Rodgers, man, we got that coming up later in the show. Danica Patrick going off on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taco to go. Taco to. And a big cue. Taco to go. Taco to go.
We just with you.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big cue. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose.
Taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go,
$2.99 to go.
We're the soap opera show on the station.
It's not our fault.
No.
These are the people acting up and acting out. We have to document it.
Thank you, Seth. We have to talk
about it.
Okay, this is funny. Morning, fellas. Okay, I have to back up. Remember when Todd Kalas, it seemed like, accidentally revealed that Hayden Wesneski was out for the year when it hadn't been reported he's out for the year
yet.
On the TV broadcast? Someone, Rich Rose on the text page is asking, morning, fellas, do you think Todd Kalas was not on the call this weekend because he got suspended for a few days for leaking the Wesneski Tommy John surgery, LOL?
I think it's likely and possible and probable. Yes. 100%.
Okay.
That's my responsible take on it.
There you go.
No, I think it's a long season. It's Memorial Day weekend. And
these guys get planned vacations. Which I'm not used to. I'm not used to my play-by-play. I'm not used to my broadcast teams getting... I'm not begrudging them. If you can get vacation, get vacation. I just know, like, growing up, watching my team growing up, I can't ever remember the play-by-play and color guys ever missing a game during the season.
But you'd work 162 games a year, drowning in a vat of whiskey and cigar smoke until you die at the microphone.
That's right.
That is your lot in life.
That's what it was in 1979, man. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, man, if you can get it, get it. But no, he's not suspended. It was a planned break, I'm sure. I wonder if anybody said anything to him, though, about that. You know, because that was like, I just remember him saying that.
The
I'm like,
Wesneski thing that he said. Yeah, he said Wesneski's probably not going to be back this year.
That was
as the team was doing their typical kind of like, just discomfort.
Yeah, it had not, the Tommy John surgery had not been reported yet. It wasn't reported until like another week after that. So, it was, I would venture to say, not a suspension. All right, superlatives. It's that time of year, you know, it's graduation time of year, yearbooks coming out and whatnot. Superlatives for the AFC when it comes to the offseason. This is from Bill Barnwell. What superlative did the Texans get from NFL writer Bill Barnwell? We will discuss that coming up next.
Taco to go. Taco to.
And a big cue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go.
We just with you.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big cue. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose.
Taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go. $2.99.
Taco to go.